Welcome to Inside United. With me today is Rex Sexton, who is our pastor in Portland, Oregon. And he's also pastor in Tacoma, Washington, and also serves people east on the Columbia River as far as the Dalles. And we welcome you to Inside United.
Thank you, Vic. Nice to be here with you.
My wife and I have enjoyed working with you at camp about three or four summers ago, and just found not only the beauty of the Northwest, and I'd like you to tell us a little bit about that, but just the fact that it wasn't just play and activity and even skill building, but it had a lot to do with the spiritual side of life, and you've had a lot to do with the education program for our youth. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what program is on tap for this coming summer?
So the camp program we have an overall theme. Now this year our theme is God's vision for you. This is a higher level of Christianity than just Christianity 101. This is not what are the 66 books of the Bible. We want the campers, through the overall theme and the daily themes, to understand that God has a vision for each one of us. He has a purpose for each one of us. But we have a response that is necessary to accomplish that vision. We have to make the right decisions along life. So we're talking a lot about the stages of life, but also the important decisions that each one of these campers will be facing.
Well, a vision is really quite a broad statement. Are you breaking that down into more specifics for each day, or how will that work?
That each day has a daily theme, and the daily theme then builds into the overall theme. And the themes all have a memory scripture. And we begin the day with the counselors discussing the theme of that day. We begin then with memorizing the memory scripture. Each one of the activities, things like volleyball, kayaking, arts and crafts, the activity leaders are to discuss, not take a long, long time, but talk about the activity, the message of that day and the theme and how it could apply to that activity. But the purpose of it is that by the time the week is over, they've heard the theme over and over. They've had the daily theme and the overall theme repeated to them, illustrated to them. They've acted it out. They've heard it. They've memorized it. They've said the memory scriptures at campfire. And the way we wind up the week is this, and I think it's something that we arrived at in consensus with all the camp team that's going to really be valuable. Some of our teens feel like since they didn't have this calling they've heard about from years, they've heard of older people in the church who, were train drove by and a plane flew through the air and landed in front of them, or their car broke down on the side of the road, and all of a sudden there was Mr. Armstrong on the radio. So we are talking about not only the three types of calling in the book of Acts. The first one was our Jesus Christ struck down the Apostle Paul and said, "Why are you persecuting me?" The second one was the Ethiopian eunuch, where he came into contact with a minister of God's church. That's the way most of us were called. I came into contact via mail or radio with Mr. Armstrong, as most of us did. But the third type of calling is Timothy. And he was trained by his grandmother and his mother. And what we are showing the teens is that that is every bit as valid as the first two types of calling. Timothy will be in the kingdom every bit as much as the Ethiopian eunuch or the Apostle Paul. So we want them to value their calling and value the training that they've had. And there is a moment when they then have to make the decision, yes, I want this for my life. But what we're trying to emphasize the whole week is that they are, in every way, as legitimate a Christian as anybody else. They have the same calling to be in God's kingdom and his family forever. And we want them to be validated knowing that, yes, they should go forward with this the rest of their life.
Well, I was just, very struck by when I was there, is just how this was talked about, not that particular theme, but the theme for that year, from the earliest morning, from breakfast time to a special session in the midday to the Christian living class, all the way to the evening when we were dorm parents and talked mm-hmm. to a particular girls' dorm, my wife and I, and talked to the girls and again had that theme, which was reinforced.
Right. The dorm parents have played a very key role. Normally they're ministerial couples. Sometimes they are others, depending on our need. But the dorm parents aren't just somebody who drops in once in a while. They actually sort of follow their dorm all during the week. They sit and eat with them often in the dining hall and get to know the names of all the campers, where they're from. And then we find that often the campers keep in contact with their dorm parents after camp is over through social media and email. Mm-hmm. So it's been a very valuable and rewarding experience for the campers and the dorm parents.
Well, we really feel like our whole United Youth Camp program has been a very, very important component in the infrastructure of the church. When United Church of God began in the summer of 1995, I was on the original board of directors of the church, and our first item of business was establishing a camp program, which then we had that summer, literally started it a month later, and it has not stopped to this very day. We give you camp directors a lot of credit for keeping it going.
Well, there's also the tremendous staff, the volunteers. You know, at Northwest this year is going to be the largest camp we've ever had. We're taking over the entire facility, and we have about 132 campers. We had to turn some down, but fortunately there is room at other camps for them. But the support we get from these volunteer staff, and these are people who often, it costs them financially. They're off work. They have to drive on their own. They often bring ski boats or other equipment that, of course, has wear and tear. But without the dedicated staff of volunteers, we couldn't run the camps. And, of course, the constant support, financial support from the church and all the church members. But it's a team effort, and we're all very, very happy to be a part of it.
You had water skiing, but you also had horses. Are you having horses again this year?
Yes, for the third year, we're going to bring in Chinook Pass Outfitters with their beautiful horses. They're trained trail horses, so they don't nobody falls off. They're very easy to ride. The one I usually get or have ridden is a big, beautiful head of a gray bay horse. And I really want to take her out of the beach and just see how fast this girl can run. And we may do some of that in the evening this time. But normally we do the about an hour-long ride through the woods and then down across the beach. And all the campers really enjoy it. We found that most of the campers have never ridden a horse. So first they get, there's a small, we build two corrals. And one of them is a circle of about 40, 50 feet diameter. And so they get on a horse, and Paul Wilson or one of the staff will kind of lead them very gently around the corral so that the camper gets comfortable with the horse and how to use the reins and what to do and what not to do. So all the campers, on the trails, they have some time to get comfortable. And we saw one girl 2 years ago that was just shaking, I mean, shaking violently and crying, saying, "I'm going to fall off." And by the time she got back into the, when the hour ride was over, she put her fist in the air and said, "Yes, this is great. I want to go again." So we use that as one very important tool in all of our activities to help the campers overcome fears, to gain confidence, and to really see that there are many, many enjoyable things they can do in life.
Well, one thing I did, I was went on one of the kayaking excursions, and I really, really enjoyed it. Tell us about some of the needs of camp. I know that this year we had an extra call for donations for some extra camp equipment. Please tell us about financially where you stand, kind of in a general way.
Well, financially, our camp is expensive because it is a Northwest and it is a gorgeous place. It's, I think, some of the best money the church spends, obviously. Camp is hard on equipment. They say a week of camp is the same as 1 year normal use on a ski boat. So we have a constant need for new wetsuits. Now, we don't buy new ones because they're over $100, but I and some of my other staff make rounds at Goodwill and thrift stores that we know carry those items all year long. And I give them a budget, and we're normally able to pick up almost new wetsuits for under $20. The kayaks that we have, at least at Northwest, have been very good, but they do wear out. They get run under the rocks. We've repaired the bottoms of almost all of them. So after 20 years, the kayaks simply need to be replaced. Same thing with volleyball nets. They get holes in them. They tend to rot. So all the camps have, some equipment needs every year. Right now, I think we're in fairly good shape, but because we've had such an aggressive camp program the last 10 years, we probably are on the precipice of needing to replace a number of equipment items at some of the camps.
Well, this year, I sent out a special appeal with a trifold brochure showing some of the needs. You can still donate to our program. You can go to the UCG website, ucg.org. Under the donate button, there's a whole section there for youth programs. In fact, there's a big UYC icon symbol that you can donate to camp even this summer. But
it isn't just the equipment. We do have some scholarship needs, and we really appreciate all the scholarship money that's been sent in. For instance, this year we have campers coming to Northwest Camp from 7 different nations. So we normally try to raise scholarship money for the international campers. Their airfares are already very expensive. And then, of course, we always have some families that they perhaps need a half scholarship or something just because of financial needs. We have one young man comes every year, lives way out to Gillette, Wyoming, somewhere in Wyoming where he's so far away. The only time of the year he sees church members is at the feast and at camp, and that's what he lives for. and drives 16 hours to get to camp. He has to go up to Missoula and then hitch with somebody else down to Spokane, hitch ride with somebody else down to camp. So we have a number of those teens that are remote, and oftentimes those families do need some help also. So the scholarship money is very much appreciated and certainly is put to good use.
Well, we've had 23 years of camp. We've had a whole generation now come up through camp, and it is a very, very important landmark in young people's lives.
And one more thing. We've seen what needs have been created because our society is becoming more and more immoral. That the effect it's having on our teens and our youth, we need to do all that we can in the church to let them know there's a different vision, that Jesus Christ is returning, he's going to set up his kingdom, and they have a chance to be a part of it. In fact, they have a calling to be a part of it. And so we've done, I think, a lot over the years trying to make sure that the teens and youth develop a very positive relationship with us as ministers, but also with the church as an organization, that they know we have their best interests at heart and we want what is good for them. We're not trying to keep them from having fun. But the camp program has been one way we have been able to, as an entire organization, communicate to our youth their value, that we need them, we want them, they have a wonderful future, and so we're trying to do all that we can to get them to understand their purpose and why God created them. And it, I think overall it's worked well. God has blessed us, and we're just so happy when we see them growing up, going to college, doing well in life, and getting married and starting their own families.
Well, that's just terrific. You can find out more about our youth United Youth Corps program at uyc.ucg.org. There's a very, very nice website that gives a lot of information about this year's camp, activities and so forth, even registration forms and so forth. So please take a moment to go to uyc.ucg.org. Thank you so much for coming on to Inside United.
Oh, thank you, Vic. I've enjoyed it.
Please come and join us again soon.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.